You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there, I tell you, it has been one hell of a week. If I tell you, the guest that was supposed to appear here today did not show. I have no reason why, but I am good for taking lemons and making them into lemonade. So let's just talk about some stuff today, okay? I feel like emitting some wisdom and some life experiences to you out there that have the time and the inclination to listen. First of all, we're in a Mercury retrograde. For those of you who don't believe in Mercury retrogrades, I dare you. I'm double dare to start a new project, anything new during a retrograde. They are mostly to clean up the old to prepare for the new. So that means if you have any kind of equipment, conversations, anything that have to do with communication, it will make itself most pronounced during a retrograde. I've charted them for years. So I always like to test and double dare people on their beliefs about Mercury retrograde. It has nothing to do with anything out of the realms of scientific thinking. Number one, we are all governed by planetary movement. So you can think of things in that way, that kind of perspective that, you know, like the sun shines every day, even though we don't may not know anything about the sun. We may not even look at the sun. But the fact is that the sun does have an effect on the planet, just as the moon does. The sun provides chlorophyll to the plants so that we can keep our livelihood, sustain our lives here on Earth, such as the moon. The moon governs emotions, your inner self, the the mother, the nurture, planet Earth, anything that is nurturing, internal, anything, your emotions, no matter what, you know, how you're expressing in your physical form, these things are true facts. So just like those planets have an effect on the planet at large, so does Mercury. And it's because Mercury is very close to the Earth as well, along with Venus. So they have some charge. They have some expression, whether it's energetically that we can't see, because again, nobody's driving around looking at Mercury in the sky or the sun or the moon going, oh yeah, I wonder how much charge you're getting from the sun today. We can tell the charge from the sun, because if we don't get a full blast of sun, there's got to be some clouds somewhere, or it's raining, or is it some other forecast that prevents the sun from doing its thing. You know, just as like the moon, the only time the moon is covered is if you're on some area location where the moon is not visible at certain parts of the night. You know, like I think Aurora Borealis might be one of those places in Alaska that, you know, things are not visible. And when it is, it would be weird, you know, for me to be the kind of person I am, just very, you know, empathic and very sensitive to energy in general, to be around something like the Aurora Borealis. But the truth remains that there are things in life that govern the things on Earth, whether we understand them or not. It goes back to the saying I was saying, like, we have accepted the use of a minimal portion of our brains and our minds like it's normal. We've accepted the dulling effects of life, you know, the dulling things that, like a negative experience that can set some people back depending on their strength of character, depending on their strength of spiritual fortitude, depending on their background, how they were born, what their belief systems are. All of that makes do for how people may react or not react in certain situations. So I'm going to talk about the, before I go into that, I want to give a high five, shout out, best energy, sending you nothing but love. Not only is the man handsome, he was handsome, a kind heart, and he's the owner of a store I stopped here called, it's called Spirits World Liquor. It's at 18523. It's a little dark. Yeah, 18523 Burbank Boulevard in Tarzana. The number is 818-343-9311. The owner's name is Jay. Do you know that on the way to the station today, I needed some quarters. I had to park at a meter because I thought the building wasn't finished. So four people on the way, four people. I stopped at the grocery store. They don't give away quarters, or they don't give away rolls of quarters. And I'm like, okay. Then I stopped at another place. Same thing. We don't give away quarters. We don't. I'm like, even if I'm giving you dollars in exchange, no, I don't have any quarters. Okay. And then third place was a liquor store, not a liquor store, but a service station. Circle, just telling you the name of the place. I think it was Circle K, or one of those places with the red, and Mobile Synergy is one of the gas pumps. The lady also said, and understandably in her situation, I will defend her because she was busy and she did look to see, and she said, I just don't have any. I didn't bother her any further. Then on the fourth stop, I met this gorgeous man, Jay. And I'm saying that because he has a gorgeous heart. When I say gorgeous, I'm not always talking about the way somebody looks. There are lots of gorgeous people in LA. If you just talk about face and look and bodies and all that, beautiful. Some of the most beautiful people in the world come in and out of here, live here, that kind of thing. But when I say beautiful, I'm talking about somebody that is striking on the outside as well as on the inside. And even if they're not striking on the outside, their inside is so beautiful, you would never see anything remotely unattractive about the way they look on the outside. So I wanted to just do another shout out to Jay. Thank you for having a heart, brother. I will be coming in there and visiting you and giving you a shout out as much as I can. I really think we need more people in the community like Jay and like the people at Spirits World Liquor. All right, so back to the subject at hand. I wanted to talk about The Wizard of Oz. Now, if any of you have seen The Wizard of Oz, there's two versions. There's The Wizard of Oz, the old one, with Judy Garland and the woman who played the witch. I remember Judy Garland most of all. She had a dog named Toto. On her way to see The Wizard of Oz, one day there's a big storm. She gets lost in the storm. The storm is like kind of like a cyclonic hurricane, tornado-like thing. It picks her up and lands her into a whole nother land, away from the place and home and family that she's used to. Then there is a black version that was coined by and composed by the late Quincy Jones. It has Richard Pryor that plays The Wiz. It's called The Wiz, not The Wizard of Oz. And I find it to be a most attractive version because it had not only both of them are beautiful, both of them are very beautiful, done very well. But in terms of my culture and how we put it together, I love what we did too. We jazzed it up. You know, we made some things. They just made it very artsy, very creative, took the theme and did it. But in the storyline is what I want to talk about. On the way to see The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz, Dorothy, you know, she gets caught up in the tornado, and her and the dog Toto, they get whisked away. The first thing that happens is that she appears in this land with all these little people. I believe they were called the Munchkins, and they have music and, you know, stuff. If you want to go back and look at it, it's fun for if you don't have, you know, if you are so inclined and you like movies and film and that kind of thing. The Munchkins. So the first thing they start doing is singing and dancing, telling her where she is. You're in the land of Wiz, you know, in the Wizard of Oz. You know, he's the Wiz, you know. So they're like, okay, well, so how do we get to this Wiz? I need to get back home. So they go, okay, you have to follow the yellow brick road. So in The Wizard of Oz, they say, follow the yellow brick road. She goes, yeah, follow the yellow brick road. And then they all repeat, follow the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road. In The Wiz, they go, ease on down the road. Come on in. ease on down, ease on down the road. Diana Ross plays Dorothy, and my baby Michael Jackson plays the Scarecrow. So one of the first characters she meets is the Scarecrow. He's hanging up on a pole, and the crows, who are bigger than him, or so appear to be, are taunting him, tearing at the straw in his legs, you know, doing, you know, all kinds of stuff to annoy him and telling him that he is hung up on this pole because he doesn't have any sense enough to not to be hung up there. So Dorothy comes along and she goes, okay, I'm trying to find the yellow brick road. Where is it? So the Scarecrow goes, I don't know. And first of all, she shoos all of the crows away. Get away from him. Get away. Shoo, shoo. And so she goes, I'll take you down. So you let me down. They go, yeah. And so you got on the Wiz. They got a whole song, but you know, without spilling the show, if you've never seen it, Michael Jackson breaks in with, you can't win, you know, no matter how hard. And then he said, it's a sin. And then they go into the whole song, you can't win. And then he goes, you can't win, child. So they go on the whole thing in, but you can't get out of the game. And then Dorothy and the Scarecrow, who thinks and wants a brain, join hands and they go on the Yellow Brick Road on their trip to find the Wizard of Oz and the Wiz. So we're going down the road, we're ease on down the road. And so when you ease on down the road, they run into yet another character on the way to see the Wiz, a.k.a. the Wizard of Oz. So they run into a tin man that's going, The tin man, I believe, it happens to be comic Nipsey Russell. I can't remember the tin man in the Wizard of Oz because I remember the tin man. I remember how he looked. He was actually made of tin and it was one solid color, like metallic, like silver, or something like that, that he was made of. But he was the tin man nonetheless. His head was shaped like a tin can. But in the Wiz, Nipsey Russell is all bent up like you find a compressed car in one of those car places where they've sent the car to be mashed down and recycled and ripped apart and possibly made into another type car. He looked like that. And so because it's Nipsey Russell and he's a performer and a comic, they make it funny. So they say, what's wrong? So some evil woman in the circus that he was in had put him under spell and confined him to being rolled up in a ball of tin forever. And they were like, well, we're on the way to see the Wizard of Oz. Scarecrow needs a brain. Maybe he can give you. What do you want? Why would you have to go see the Wiz? Because I don't have a heart. You don't have no heart. They open up the thing. I hear nothing. He says, no, if I only had a heart. But instead of this one says, slide some more to me. He said, let me feel it down my spine. He said, if you don't have any, oh, dear baby, Crisco will do just fine. And so they get a whole nother take on the tin man. And so they finally get some, you know, some oil in him, you know. But if he starts crying, then he gets rusted again. He goes, So they get the oil. They oil his eyes. And so, you know, they all take off. They're all a little bit wobbly. The tin man, Scarecrow, a little bit wobbly because they've been in the same position for a long, long time. So I want you to follow the moral of the story. Okay? Listen to what I said. They've been in the same position for a long, long time. So here we go. So they're now on the way. They've joined forces. Here comes the Tin Man. We got the Tin Man. We got the Scarecrow. And we have Dorothy and her little dog, Toto, who's already got wind because I didn't tell you at the beginning of the story. When Dorothy lands in the Land of Oz, she lands on top of Evelina, who's a evil witch of the, I think it's the evil witch of the West. She's evil. I mean, she just puts people in bondage. She has slaves, people, you know, just working against themselves. Her, everything that's evil is under this evil. So Dorothy accidentally kills her, and then the shoes that she was wearing, which are magical, they automatically go into Dorothy's feet, and she's like, oh, what happened to my shoes? I didn't ask for these shoes. What are these shoes? So the munchkins are like, oh my gosh, ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch, oh, witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Hurry up. Ba-da-da-da-da. And they just go in a whole singing song about the wicked witch being dead. And so they tell Dorothy, if you follow this yellow brick road, you're going to find the Wizard of Oz. But meanwhile, whatever you do, do not take off those shoes. Do not give anyone those shoes. Whatever you do, keep those silver slippers or magical slippers on. So she says, okay. And I think in the Wiz, no, I believe in the Wizard of Oz, I believe they're ruby red. They're a ruby red color. I'm not sure because it's been a long time since I've seen the Wizard of Oz. But I've seen the Wiz a while, but definitely it's been quicker or sooner than I've seen the Wizard of Oz. So the characters are still a bit fresh. Plus, like I said, it's my culture. So we go on the way to see the wizard same time. Meanwhile, the sister of the evil witch has gotten word that Dorothy done gone and killed her sister. She's hell bent to get Dorothy. Now, Dorothy, this is what, I'm leaning into the story now. Dorothy has no idea what's going on. She just happens to be a part of some karmic cycle. She got whisked away by a tornado because she, I believe her conversation with her aunt was that, you know, they kept trying to get her to join in the real world. And why aren't you doing these kind of things? Because you're a certain age and you need to be doing this and you need to be that. And Dorothy, like myself, have always heard my own drummer. I listen to other people, but best believe at the end of the day, I pretty much make my own decisions. Even though it may sound like I'm in agreement with you, if I am in agreement, you'll know it because we agree. We feel the agreement. We know we're on the same vibe. But if it's something that I'm just listening to you and giving you grace, you know, and giving you, a compassionate act that, you can express yourself. I'm not going to be in judgment of you. I'm not going to say anything to you. I've been in situations myself personally where I've been physically harmed and got up from it and not really been upset at the person because I understand karma and I understand cause and effect, the laws of cause and effect. And I know that the omnipotent, omnipresent, omni, all great, all powerful Wizard of Oz, whatever faith you have, would never, ever do anything evil towards a human being. But there are certain lessons that we all have to learn. So maybe, you know, in order to grow into that perfect person that we can be, into our highest self that we can be. And again, we're only using a mental part of the brain, so there's no telling what might happen if we actually were able to encounter something, as I feel that I have, to really ignite that hidden part of the brain, really fire it up. And so, you know, some creative people tap into it as well. That's why a lot of us seem to be ungrounded and loose, because we have tapped into an essence and a part of the brain that other people don't have or do not want or are not able to have access to. So she's flown in the tornado. We're already in the Land of Oz. We're walking. We've got the Tin Man, the Scarecrow. So they go a little bit further. Meanwhile, the devilish evil sister of Evelyn. She's on the way to kick Dorothy's butt. I mean, she's not asking any questions. All she sees is that someone has killed her sister, and she's looking for somebody to blame, so it's got to be Dorothy. Never thought about how evil her sister is, how bad her sister treats people, what a liar her sister is, been telling the workers they're going to get extra money for years and never gave it to them. How just low-life, low-vibing sister is. Never mind that. Never mind. Just do it on somebody innocent, like poor little old Dorothy and her little dog Toto, who don't know nothing. He's just hanging out, you know, with Mama, you know, Dorothy. So they're on the way. Pretty soon, they pass by this big building. And the Tin Man Scarecrow says, I think that lion's eyes moved. He's like, what? It's a statue. It's a statue. The guy goes, no, I think I saw the lion. So they go. They go up to the lion. And the lion jumps up off of the pedestal. And all of a sudden he goes, Bleh! You know, like a lion. Bleh! Bleh! You know, and then he starts doing that. Because I'm a mean old lion. You know, and oh, he shows strut. You know how people, and if you want, I've been a chance. I'm doing the waist part in a chance. Yeah. And if you happen to blow in the mind, dun, dun. And then they do the, you know, because I'm a mean old lion. And then, so after he sings, he goes, I'm a mean old lion. And then they go, then what are you doing here? And then he goes, one of them accidentally steps on his foot and he goes, don't forget he's a cat and cats are pussies. So his foot and paw has been stepped on. So he starts whining like a big old baby. And so Dorothy says, how dare you scare us? And you're nothing but a big old pussy. And he goes, because I don't have any courage. You're a lion with no courage? How can you be a lion with no courage? So, of course, Dorothy goes into, you know, the cry. You're standing strong and tall. You're the biggest, bravest of them all. And then he repeats it by chance. I must fall. Be a lion, a lion, a lion. In your own way, be a lion. And so this gives him courage. I'm standing strong and tall. Those are our friends that encourage us. I'm the bravest of them all. If then courage, you must fall. Just keep on trying and trying and trying. So after the song, they asked the lion, you want to go with us? Where are you going? We're going to see the Wiz. He's going to give the scarecrow a brain. And the scarecrow already has a brain, but they don't know that. Scarecrow's putting out numbers, telling them how to think, where the road is. Doesn't it take a brain to do all of that? So anyways, the scarecrow's going to get a brain. The Tin Man's going to get a heart. And maybe the Wiz, a.k.a. Wizard of Oz, will give you some courage. Okay, I'm going, let's go. So they go, ease on down, ease on down, ease. And I love the way that line say, you know, we jazz it up, ease on down the road. So they get, you know, they do the whole thing. So they end up seeing all these things. One of them is this yellow taxi cab that follows them. And, you know, and I can hear it, doo 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 doo. That's Quincy. Doo 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 doo. That's Africa. Doo 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 doo. Doo 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 doo. And so you hear the, you know, you hear that little beat, and you hear all of a sudden all of the structure in the building they're walking through on the way to find the yellow, you know, the other part to the yellow brick road, it starts breaking up and starts moving. And so you hear do 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 do. So they know something is up, you know. So they start running, they run, and all of a sudden they, you know, they find out all these things are after them. The monkeys, you know, on some motorcycles. The evil sister has sent some flying monkeys to get them. The flying monkeys are people in life that will go along with anything. They have no morals. They have no integrity. They have no hearts. They don't care. If it hurts you or I, they don't care. They just want what they want on the spot. Usually those people don't end up in life, from what I've seen, and I've lived some time now. They don't end up doing too well in life. Number one, in order to live a really powerful life, that the one I know of and what I've seen, and some of the beautiful spirits that I've encountered alive and on the other side, you have to really put the time in. You got to put the work in. You can't live off of other people's fortunes. You can't watch your neighbor's fortune grow and expect that you're going to go and borrow your neighbor's fortune without doing the work of your own to have your own fortune. So those are flying monkeys. That's what they call flying monkeys, people that take orders. They don't think for themselves. They don't do anything. So the evil sister had a bunch of flying monkeys running around. So they're flying, you know, they're on their motorbikes. And, you know, we're cool. Now, we had motorcycles, you know, so they on the motorcycle. Had the cool shades on, you know. So anyway, turns out that they all get captured some kind of way. And they, in looking for the others, I think, the lion, Dorothy, they all end up in a poppy field. Okay, this is the Wiz. They end up at the poppy field. And the other one, too. But in the poppy field in The Wizard of Oz, they just simply fall asleep. In the poppy field in the Wiz, the lion goes, yeah. You know, like, huh. You know, they're playing the music. He's like, yeah. And they got a little music on. He's like, yeah, it's a party. And he's doing his hand like, yeah. And they, you know, they're all the time. It's a seed of poppies. So they fall asleep. They get captured. So they are now in the holding facilities, like the cage. And it's not really a cage. It's a big, big warehouse. That's how it appears to be in the film. Of the evil witch's sister. You killed my sister. She started talking to them really dirty. I'm going to tear you apart. She takes the scarecrow, who's Michael Jackson. Don't worry about me, Dorothy. You know Michael, he always has a heart no matter what he does. Don't worry about me, Dorothy, you know. Don't worry. If you and Toto get to just see the Wiz, you know, that's okay. You know, I'm okay. And so they're pulling straw out of him and stuffing him. And so she goes, you take those slippers off. They were my sister's slippers, or I'm going to tear your friends apart. Then she takes the Tin Man, starts, pouring, of course, pouring water all over him. He immediately starts rusting. His mouth glues. Don't worry about me, Dorothy. You know, everything's going to be fine. I'm going to get it together. So, you know, they're all going through various things. And the lion, don't forget, he has no courage. So he's running, literally running from the situation. They're trying to pull him back in. He's running. He gets caught, too. So now they've got to come up with some. He's running and running and running. Oh my gosh. You know, so I don't think the thing, it was the Tin Man and the Scarecrow. So what happens is that all of a sudden, Miss Thing, the evil one, the twins, you know, the evil witch's sister, she does a little bit too much being evil. Which oftentimes what happened to people trying to be evil and do things to good people that don't deserve it because you're mad because something in your life didn't go wrong, instead of healing and saying, maybe it was my fault too. What could I have done better in the situation? The only time I can say realistically that I will, you know, be super, super compassionate is if they're children or someone that is mentally disabled. They don't understand. They have no common sense. They're an imbecile in the brain, you know, they don't know anything. Their brains are all messed up. Then, you know, I can ask them some compassion. But the truth is that there are kids that are quite bright as well. They know right from wrong. They know right from wrong. They know how to speak up for themselves. But they're children. So in terms of their minds might not be working the same way as an adult mind. And even adults sometimes who are maybe stuck in that pattern of childlike behavior might still be behaving in some of those old patterns if they have not healed. So in this case, the lion apparently is one of those people. He's running and hiding from the situation. Meanwhile, you know, they've got all of them hung up in the warehouse, while even the wicked, you know, the other sister, she being evilly, I think she finally does herself a disservice by being so evil that when she gets up to finally rip them apart and kill everybody because she wants the slippers, she goes to touch the slippers, and the slippers give back the, like, you might have messed with everybody else, but not this one. Bam! They push her back. She hits a bucket of water. Well, everybody knows people don't like, you know, especially us sister girls, we don't really don't like water. My hair loves water, but a lot of people have textured hair in any form, size, or color, have textured hair. So water may or may not be your friend. In her case, it was not her friend. She shriveled all up, went off, folded all up. I think she was just a little bitty turd of evil by the time the good of those shoes got to her. So Dorothy's like, wow. So they put the scarecrow back together, and the people that were in the slaves all of a sudden came out of their costumes, and they're like, and they showed it's beautiful. You know, they haven't seen their own selves in like who knows how many years. You know, I liken this to all of a sudden the soul awakens to who it really is. Wow. I'm on this planet to do something. All of a sudden I see the sky. I see the stars. Everything's alive. What happened? I woke up. I woke up. The inner person woke up. That's why everything all of a sudden, things that looked bleak are now like, no, that's not so bad. Yeah, it's not the Ritz-Carlton, but it'll do right now until I get to the Ritz-Carlton. You know, yeah, I don't have a Mercedes, but it'll do right now until maybe one day I will have one, or maybe I may not want a Mercedes after all. When I do get to the point I can get one, maybe I'll want something more practical for what my lifestyle might be. But whatever it is, it'd be something I love, something I've earned, something I've worked for. You know, and something I've been very imaginative about. So, you know, they're all, can't you feel a brand new day? Can't you feel a brand new day? So they are saying that oftentimes in the midst of deep darkness, there is light. There is light. It's all a matter of perspective. How you look at it. Nothing lasts forever. Hard times don't last forever. Good times don't last forever. It's a combination of the hard and the good, more the good than the hard if you're good. If you do the right thing, you maintain your integrity, you maintain your honesty, you're true to self, you don't hurt other people, you try to help other people when you can, if you're capable. Sometimes just a kind word of helping other people will do the trick. A smile. That's why I'm always saying a smile works wonders. It will do the trick. So in other words, stay true to yourselves. They didn't know when they were going to be let go of. They didn't expect Dorothy, Toto, and the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion to come busting through, changing karmic circumstances, breaking the curse that they would have been forever under had it not been for Dorothy coming over there with those shoes. So the people that used to be her enemies that were working against her was suddenly her friends. The flying monkeys turned around and supported her. We'll show you how to get to the wizard, you know, to the wiz. As a matter of fact, we'll take you there. We will take you there. So they end up shaking hands. You know, anytime you back in the house, check us out. You know, come on through. We friends now. Our evil person is gone. She had us doing all this mess. You know, we were never really evil. We were just taking orders because we were flying monkeys. So then they end up, finally, they're at the door of the great Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz is standing, you know, they're knocking on the door. In the Wiz, a big old microphone, you know, we like to do. You know, I'd like to do it live, you know, like I said, you know, it's Osiris. Again, 15 minutes of show. We like to do it live, always. So, you know, they're standing there. Big old microphone, bigger than any of them. Michael Jackson says, we're here to see the Wiz. You know, they're all excited. And Dorothy, is the Wiz there? We're here to see the Wiz, please. So they're like, well, who are you? Dorothy goes, oh, I'm Dorothy. I've got the Tin Man, the Scarecrow. Tell everybody she has with it. So the doorman says, no, only you can come up, Dorothy. And they only want Dorothy to come up because Dorothy got them those slippers on. So she's VIP, in other words, you know, celeb status because she's wearing the slippers. Plus, she's already down two negs, you know, two negatives. She's done the evil, both of the evil sisters. So they won't even be thinking about doing anything to anybody anymore. They're not here. They had to, you know, go and change their karma somewhere else on another level. So anyway, so she knows, no, no, no. Same thing anybody would do if it were me and my friends. No. If they can't come up, then I guess I can't either. You know why? Because they've been on this whole trip with me. They've gone through everything I've gone through. They've known what I've gone through. They supported me in whatever way they could, you know, given the fact, you know, that none of them had a brain. A Scarecrow didn't have a brain, you know. He thought of everything, you know. So, no. So, they open the door, and they all get to go up to see the Wiz. Oh, it's a big old brother with an afro on his head. It's all platinum. You know, in The Wizard of Oz, it was a guy, you know, looks like a Santa Claus-looking guy, and he had a, you know, girth, and he had a, you know, like a wizard, you know, like a wizard would do. But in The Wiz, it looked more, you know, like The Wiz happened to be, and I won't tell you. So in case you haven't seen it. But anyway, so we get to the end of the story. She's at their end. They're at The Wiz. They're at The Wizard of Oz. He call back, and he tells her to go back and do something he tells her, you know. And then I'll think about sending you home. They go, no, no. So she's crying. Meanwhile, little Toto has gone behind the curtain where the big Wiz is speaking from. And it's Richard Pryor back there talking all loud, you know, and boisterous, like he's some big person, bigger than life. He's a legend in his own mind, you know. And they discover that the Wizard of Oz, the great big Wiz, is nothing more than an individual person full of fault and perfect stuff, just like everybody else. So the guy's really embarrassed. You know, Richard Pryor tells him he's from Peoria, you know, he's from Atlantic City, you know, and he just landed there. And because the people made him a king, he decided to live a lie. He was never a king there, you know. So, hey, he got caught in a lie, too. At the end of the story, I believe they all go back to their respective places. Dorothy turns around and says, okay, since he can't do anything for us, Scarecrow, you already have a brain. You had a brain all along. Remember, you came up with E times equal MP squared, you know, when I got you off the pole. And then you, you know, you thought about how to follow the road. You helped us figure out how to get out of the place we're in the whole time. You thought to help us. You had a brain all along. Tin Man, what are you talking about? You don't have a heart. You have a heart. You have the heart of gold, Tin Man. When I was alone and sad, Tin Man, you stood there. You held me. You told me everything was going to be okay. You never, ever let me give up. You never let me give up. Not only did you help me, you helped other people. The Scarecrow. The Lion. I mean, if that's not a person with a big heart, who is? And Lion, look at you. When you were the most frightened, the most scared. You were so frightened out of your mind. You didn't know what to do when we all were captured. And you tried to help the best way you can. And even though you were scared, you still did something. You still tried to help. That takes courage. You've had courage all along. And they go, yeah, we know, Dorothy, but where are you going to go? You've got to go home. She goes, well, and then Michael Jackson, bless his sweetheart, and the scarecrow goes, you know, well, you can always stay here with us. And so she said, no, I can't stay there. I've got to go home because, see, home is the home of self. It's the inside. That's home. That's always home. Even if you're out on the streets, even if you have no physical home, you can always go home because it's always in the inside. That's where the real home is. It's not on the outside. It's not praying to some external deity that sometimes may answer and sometimes may not. It's not depending on friends and family all the time because people can only help as much as they can and everybody has their own responsibilities. But when you have home and you know where to go home inside of the self, then you won't ever fail. You'll always win, even though it may look so dark and so deep and so disgusting that you'll never think you'll get out of it. I am here to tell you that you will and you can. I have. I've been in all of those places. I've been without a brain. I've been in situations where I didn't think. I've been in situations that I had to have a heart. And even though if I was going through something, I couldn't turn and do bad or make other people go through the things that I was going through, I had to develop into a heart of gold and courage to move through very dark circumstances, even when I didn't know what would be next. So for all of you out there that have watched The Wizard of Oz and The Wiz, you know, at the end, the good witch, Glinda, shows up. That spirit, that's in my world, that's the Gohanza Nami Horenge Kyo. You know, in some worlds out there, that is your faith, your fortune, the fortune you've developed in this lifetime, maybe from doing good, kind deeds, speaking good, kind words, you know, doing things for other people, not just about yourself, not just thinking selfishly. You know, you have fortune, so you're able to draw upon. It's almost like having an invisible bank account. You know, like if you've stored enough good fortune, then when you need the fortune, it'll be there. Like if you've done enough kind things in life, you know, you've said enough kind words, you've encouraged people. And I don't mean just phony stuff. I'm talking about really from your heart. People know you've done it because they've experienced it. They've experienced your life. They've experienced your gifts, even if your gifts are kind words. Even if the gifts are you helped, you know, you went and read to an elder person at a senior citizens facility. You rescued a dog that was stuck somewhere. Anything that comes from the heart that is not programmed. Nobody told you to do it. Oh, I'm not doing it to get numbers on social media. I'm not saying anything about spirit. I'm going to say something about spiritual stuff. We've got millions of people online talking about God and all these spiritual things and spiritual philosophies, different aspects of spirituality, including Hinduism, Buddhism, all kinds of stuff. But are you living what we say? Are you living what you believe in? Are you living that? And I can tell you 99% of people do not do that. They're only talking. Because people that really do stand for a spiritual life, and I mean a life that is upright, it's integritous. You know, I have to mention Denzel Washington. Denzel, I am a Buddhist, Mr. Washington. I don't know you to call you Denzel. Only to me, only your wife and your family should call you Denzel if because they know you personally. I don't know you, so I'll address you as Mr. Washington. You are one of the few people in Hollywood that I've seen stand for what they believe in. I didn't say you had a perfect life. I said that you stand for what you believe in. And you're one of the few men of our culture that I say I have the highest regard and highest respect for. And the people that you've touched with your power of what you believe in. Now, I'm a Buddhist. I have a whole nother concept and my life is a whole nother kind of experience. However, what you believe in, I'm not talking about what you're saying, because a lot of people use the word God. It's a very loosely used word. Anybody can say it. at any time. It seems to make friends or whatever. But I will tell you that the condition and the state of life that we talk about in Buddhism, it's a condition. It's a state of life. It's an aspect of the human mind that very few people can draw on. I will say that I see that condition in you, and I applaud you, and I'm so thankful of you and your presence, and perhaps you can turn some of what we have left in Hollywood around. So again, this has been 15 Minutes of Show. Man, I got stuck today. I had to talk to y'all on the real. I was supposed to have a guest. Again, the guest didn't show for whatever reason. I have nothing but love to say out there. You know the reason. I don't have to say anything. But understand and know that tune in to 15 Minutes of Show on YouTube. I need the numbers. I cannot do this without you. I can't have guests come on. I have to produce my own show. I'm producing my own show. I'm producing my own show. I am hosting my own show. No one is pushing me to do this. No one is programming me. I am self-motivated. I always have been. So no matter what I'm going through, you can best believe that I am going to be showing that Buddhist nature, that highest life condition that I can draw on to you and yours. Whoever I might meet out there that I don't know, you'll get nothing but a smile from me. So if there's any frowns coming, they must be projected by you because I just don't have them. I don't have the time. I don't have the time to be sad. I don't have the time to be depressed. I only have the time to do what Spirit is asking me to do, and that's to emit love to you out there, whoever needs it. My heart is very big, and it's golden. So if you're feeling it, you are a lucky, very fortunate person because it shines, and I've learned to be a little bit more discerning in my life lessons. But nonetheless, it has never shut down my heart. So don't forget, 15 Minutes of Show. Next week, we'll have a guest. We will be talking to the wonderful Jerry Jewell, and I will see you then. Don't forget to take care of yourselves before you can take care of others, and also that a smile works wonders. It's been another 15 Minutes of Show. Bye-bye.
You are listening to 15 Minutes, the show with Osiris Munir, only on LA Talk Radio.